Police leaders from across the country gathered in Victoria for the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police, CACP, annual summit, which ended on the association calling for modernization of Canada's public safety framework in the face of what they say is rising geopolitical instability and social unrest. From global crime networks and extremist ideologies to synthetic drug epidemics and digital exploitation, the front lines of these global challenges are impacting our local communities, said CACP President Commissioner Thomas Carrick at the summit on Tuesday, August 12. Carrick said the association will be supporting Bill C-2, or the Strong Borders Act, a wide-ranging bill that would amend everything from the Oceans Act and the Canada Post Corporation Act to the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act, the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act and the Terrorist Financing Act in an effort to give law enforcement better tools to combat transnational organized crime, stop the flow of fentanyl, and crack down on money laundering. This legislation reflects several of our long-standing recommendations. It's not just about strengthening our borders. It's about modernizing Canada's capacity to protect its people, said Carrick. In a world where crime moves faster than policy, Bill C-2 responds to the public safety threats head-on. They say the bill aligns with several CACP resolutions from this year's summit, including calling for lawful access to digital evidence, aligning with the Five Eyes Alliance. The ability to inspect mail weighing under 500 grams when a warrant is obtained, and increased enforcement capabilities for border agencies, including the Canadian Border Services Agency and the Coast Guard. Geopolitics, organized crime, and the modernization of public safety are not just national in scope, but there's real local consequences. British Columbia is uniquely positioned, said VICPD Chief Delmanic. We are a coastal gateway to the Pacific, we're a province that has major ports, international airports, and vast coastal and land borders, we are also on the front line of the fight against fentanyl, synthetic opioids, and organized crime.